We're in Daniel chapter 2 today, verses 17 through 19. It says, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven." You know, the secret of Daniel's success was not how much he knew, but how little he knew. Trained in the very best schools of Babylon, and presumably because of his royal lineage, also trained in the very best schools of Jerusalem before that, Daniel had every conceivable advantage. The Bible says that he was much wiser than the people around him. He lived in the highest circles of society. He was knowledgeable and connected. But when push came to shove, Daniel's strength had nothing to do with those things. You'll notice that when Babylon was faced with a national crisis and nobody seemed to have any answers, Daniel didn't claim to have any either. Instead, he claimed to know someone who did have answers, and he promptly gathered his friends and petitioned God in prayer. You know, to be really frank about it, the longer you live in human society, the less you tend to trust human beings to come up with any real answers for the problems that plague us the most. Those who promise reform and a crackdown on corruption turn out as corrupt as the last guy or worse. Human attempts to deal with serious problems like poverty, health care, and moral decay sometimes seem to make the problems even worse. Eventually, you come to doubt the people who claim to have all the answers. And that's one of the things that made Daniel really stand out. The wise men gathered around the king's bed, pretending they knew exactly what to do, until they realized the magnitude of the crisis. But Daniel was different. Daniel probably did know more than all the wise men put together, but he didn't lean on his own strength, not even for a minute. He knew where the real answers could be found to the most serious questions in life, in the throne room of God. You know, the ancient philosopher Socrates once said, "As for me, all I know is that I know nothing." And I think he was really onto something. Maybe you've noticed those seasoned people who have built their lives on the practice of prayer and the attitude of humility. Somehow, they just seem to stand a little taller than the rest of us. And there's a reason for it. They've discovered that the surprising secret to personal strength and confidence is to realize how little you really have, and in the process, discover a better way to live.